are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kelsey Ellison is a country pop musician and content creator with a prosthetic eye. She's talked to us previously about going viral for reacting to a promotional video for a new Twits book, but she's here today to talk about her career as singer Norma Knight and how she shares her experiences on social media. Hi Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us. Can you first tell us how you began making content?
Oh my gosh, I've been making content since I was 12 on YouTube.
Wow. Do you remember the first video you made?
I think the first video I made was a lip sync video. And then I very quickly did a cover of Miley Cyrus's The Climb because I'd seen that Justin Bieber had become famous on YouTube for singing. And it was one of my biggest dreams is to be a pop star. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is how I'm going to become famous. I'm going to get like scouted from doing this one cover. Obviously, that did not happen.
And where do you get your ideas from? How have your videos changed from that first lip sync video to kind of the wide variety of topics you cover today?
So yeah, I've basically grown up online, and so is my, like, I guess my creative persona has also grown up online, like my creative endeavors. Everybody's seen me try out different creative things. I've gone from doing like little vlogs to then doing J-pop dancing and K-pop dancing because I really love that music. And then I went back into vlogging and I was signed to a label for a moment and I did music. And now I guess when lockdown happened, I realized that I hadn't really been very open with my audience about my disability, even though I've been open about a lot of things, including my queerness. I came out before I really expressed to my audience about my disability, which is wild. But in lockdown, I saw other creators on TikTok sharing their disabilities, and especially some other creators, one in particular called Jarrett Stodd. He was showing and educating people about his prosthetic eye, and he was so freely taking his eye out in videos and showing people his socket, which I had never dared to do because honestly I felt so ashamed of it. I felt so scared that people were going to judge me for it, that people would be scared of me and think that I was ugly. It was a lot of internalized ableism. I was really just not being genuine with my audience about this part of myself, and I was really inspired by them, so I decided to take a step and share this part of myself. And it's become a huge part of my content now, sharing my disability and having fun with it alongside my other creative things like music and general vlogs and sharing my life online.
What are some of the things you're most proud to have shared, or the videos you feel like have really had an impact on your audience?
One of my music ones that I'm really proud of, which I think had a really cool impact, actually was one of my latest ones called Passenger Princess. It's the one video that really encompasses all of me. It encompasses my fun, girly pop side, but I also am wearing my prosthetic eye. I'm singing, I'm being creative. And then not only that, I have another actor in the video who also has a prosthetic eye. And we're both in the music video together being love interests, which I don't think we've ever seen anywhere. So I felt really, really proud of that. I'm really proud of that representation. For a general video, I actually think the Twits video that we talked about, I'm actually quite proud of. It was a very, very powerful video, especially because I didn't actually say anything in the video. I just sat there being me while the other people expressed how glass eyes are disgusting.
And you mentioned always loving music, but when did you first get into country music?
Oh my gosh. So I grown up in a family of musicians, my whole dad's side of the family of musicians. Ever since I remember, like, my dad's family has been at my house playing the guitars and getting us to sing along with them. And some of those songs were a lot of folk and country music. And I just really naturally gravitated towards singing in that style. And I just really liked that music. And it's been a long journey, actually, to come back to those roots, because I was signed with a record label and they wanted to be super, super pop, which I love. I love pop music so much. But they would try and stop me singing in my kind of natural voice that I gravitated towards. And the same, I went to musical theatre school and they tried to kind of get rid of all of my natural kind of like flipping and yodeling that I do with my voice. And when I finally was released from the label and I took some time away, I was like, okay, but who am I? What do I really, really enjoy singing music-wise? I thought about when I was a kid. And so I decided to start experimenting with that again, but I'm also queer and I also love pop music. I love dancing. So I decided to mash both of those together. And I think my music isn't purely country. It's definitely a mix of all of the things that I like. And sometimes I'll probably go more country, and sometimes I'll probably go more pop. I just like to mash all of my favorite things together, basically.
And you've got a real aesthetic as well, alongside the sound of the music. You match your prosthetic eye to different outfits. When did the outfits become a big part of your act?
It's never become a part of my act. It's always a part of me. I'm always very extra. I've always loved dressing up. I'm a musical theatre kid. I'm a dance kid. I don't know what a normal outfit is. And basically, I met a prosthetic eye maker called Eye Maker from the US online, and they did a collaboration with me where they customized a bunch of eyes for me. I have like a pink glittery one, a glow in the dark one, an all black one, a rainbow one. So many. I have about eight eyes. And so that just gave me so much freedom then to add this other element to my outfits and match my eyes to my outfits. And that's when I really started to have fun with it, and build this whole aesthetic for Norma Knight, which, by the way, is my artist name.
And what are some of the projects you're most excited about coming up over the next few months?
Oh, I'm working on some new tracks, and they're different. I'm still using my kind of country folky voice, but it's definitely leaning a bit more into the pop era, and a bit more, you're going to see more of my dancing, which a lot of people followed me for originally, is dancing. And also, I have a lot of fun performances coming up this year as well, which I'm really excited about. I think the best way to see my music is live, because I really am a performer, and it's my favorite thing to do. So if you follow me on Instagram, that's where I post about my shows, because a little promo. I love performing so much and meeting everyone.
And what should people search to be able to listen to your music?
So my music is under my music artist name, Norma Knight. So like the nighttime, not a knight in shining armor. A lot of people get that confused. I'm very confused about that. But the nighttime, Norma Knight.
And where can people find you on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube?
So Instagram is Kelsey Ellison, and on YouTube is Kelsey Ellison. On TikTok, it's Norma Knight.
Well, thank you so much, Kelsey Ellison, otherwise known as Norma Knight, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.